Thank you very much. First, I'll confirm to you that Egypt has been suspended. This the African Union did with a lot of pain, but we had to do it in principle because, you know, Egypt is one of the founding members of the AU, founding member states. It's one of the major contributors and a very active member of the Union. But based on our principle of not tolerating unconstitutional changes of government, Egypt had to be suspended on Friday. However, we note with also deep concern the violence that happened on Friday and following the up to the early mornings of Saturday. We hope that the human rights violation, the use of firearms, you know, to control protesters should be strongly discouraged. We frown upon that, and we call for peace, for reconciliation, for tolerance, so that Egypt could bounce back.
After the AU has suspended Egypt, what's next for the AU to engage the leadership there about speedily returning to constitutional rule?
It was clear from our meeting on Friday that the AU is sending a team of eminent persons, African eminent personalities, to discuss with the interim authorities in Egypt so that they quickly set up a chronogram that would make them to go ahead and do elections, which would hopefully allow the country to also draw up a new constitution, go for elections, and then once that is done, we'll be happy to readmit Egypt back into the Union.
Commissioner, how soon will the team of eminent persons from Africa go to Egypt?
As soon as possible. Maybe they're even on their way now. We are trying to do that as soon as possible.
What's next now that the African Union is pushing for Egypt to maintain its territorial integrity, to ensure the safety of civilians, to urge the military? The military has been engaging in some of the acts that some people call a coup d'etat. What is the message that the AU want to pass across, especially in Egypt and the rest of Africa?
The first message is that the African Union will not tolerate unconstitutional changes of government in any form from any of its member states. This will remain principled upon. However, since this has happened in Egypt, we call on the Egyptian, the new authorities in Egypt, to comply, to promote dialogue, to reconcile, to ensure that the constitution that will be drafted will be an all-inclusive one that would embrace everybody and promote peace, stability, and hopefully development for Egypt. To ensure that as soon as they draw up a chronogram, that they comply with the chronogram, and also to ensure that whatever you call it, coup d'etat, military action in Egypt is not repeated, because Egypt is a very, very important member of this African Union, and would not in any way allow Egypt to degenerate into chaos. We'll do all we could to ensure that Egypt remains stable and prosperous, God willing.
Former President Morsi has been placed under house arrest. Will there be a call for his safety and for the interim administration to treat him with some dignity and some respect following what has transpired in Egypt?
Yes, this would definitely be one of the part of the mission of the eminent personality. But I cannot preempt you what they are going to do when they arrive there. I'm sure they will share with the rest of the world the complete objectives of their mission. But definitely, we continue to call for peace, for calm, for respect for human rights, and for tolerance and understanding among the Egyptians.